Today is Wednesday, January 29th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Puzzle Day. It's also National Corn Chip Day. And that's it. That is all she wrote. I guess more people need to call up this particular website or go to this website and ask to have a day added, because seems like there are some slots open. I don't really have anything to say about puzzles. I don't really do puzzles. I'm okay. If I was bored and there was a puzzle on a table, I suppose I would consider doing a puzzle. But I don't currently do puzzles. Oh my God, you guys. So I feel like I say this a lot because I don't remember, but I feel like we finished talking about the weekend. So I got an email. So for contact, I would like to recognize a listener who emailed in. And this email had a little bit of a negative spin that I don't want to read on the podcast. And that's fine. That's fine. You guys can email me and say whatever you want. I'm probably going to reply to the email just to let the listener know. It's from Matthew, by the way. And at the bottom, Matthew says, anyway, love the podcast. Keep up the great work. So I'll read that. And Matthew, maybe your opinion's noted. And I'll leave it at that. But maybe I'll respond to your email offline, because I want to keep everything positive on the show. But so Sunday we finished talking about Sunday. We had restaurant of the week. I don't think I finished talking about the restaurant, but bottom line, they need to do some more work to figure out. Like, for instance, they didn't have a set way to get a table. There was no host stand. And there's a cash register right there when you walk in the door, and there's a menu on boards. And so one could be led to believe that you should place your order at the cash register. But then there was no host stand, there was no host at the door. So we're standing there, and there appears to be a line. We're like, have you been helped? And then finally someone says, have you been helped? And we say, well, are we supposed to take our order, or you mean to get a table? And he's like, oh yeah, yeah, to get a table. And so, but it was not clear. And then we said, yes, we need a table. And then there were people that came in after us, and nobody was sure. There wasn't a dedicated host. And so one of the servers saw these other people come in, and there was a table freed up, and they almost gave the table to the people that came in after us. And we had to kind of say, oh, we were here first. So anyway, and then the food, although not bad, the quality of the food was, I would consider it the same quality as something I would cook at home, which a lot of people might say, well, of course, like what you cook at home is always going to be better. But for restaurants, I want to generally have a better experience than I would have at home. You know, get something that maybe tastes better at the restaurant, or I don't feel like cooking, or I don't know. I don't know what the case may be. But anyway, bottom line, it was okay. It was okay, but they, you know, day two. And then for the evening, we just relaxed. Like I said before, we're watching Prison Break. Although I'm getting, so now they're out of the prison. Spoiler alert. Although I feel like I heard from a friend of mine that maybe they go in and out of prison. Various of them end up in prisons at different times. And there's even attempts potentially to break back into a prison. I don't know. So, you know, it should be called running from the law, not prison break. But we're enjoying it. But after 30 something episodes that we've watched, I feel like I might be ready for a short break and then come back to it, because it's I want to see more of it, but I don't know. I don't know if I can handle binging all the way through the end of season 5 without any kind of break. We've also been watching something that I think Big Fatty might enjoy, because I believe he watches the Jeopardy, or however he says it in his Foghorn Leghorn accent. But I believe he enjoys the Jeopardy. And there is a, but I don't know if Fatty has Amazon Prime, because I don't hear him saying he ordered something off of the Lesbiterian whatever's. I don't know. Do you have, well, Fatty, I know you listen to this. Do you have the Lesbiterian delivery service Prime? Because if you do, then there is a Jeopardy version that's on Amazon Prime Video, and I think it would be good for you. So it's called Pop. Oh, now I'm going to forget that. Is it Pop Culture? Yeah, Pop Culture Jeopardy. And I don't believe I've heard Fatty talk about it, but it's only, as far as I know, it's only on Amazon Prime. I could be wrong about that. I just went downstairs to say hi to Mark, because I should never start recording at 5 o'clock, because I'm at home and he is coming home from work, and he always ends up getting here. So I don't need to record at 5 o'clock. There is because I'm going to be interrupted, and I just would rather not be interrupted while I'm, he'll come up because he doesn't know I'm recording. Because again, I need the on-air light so he knows. And also Sydney, when she hears him downstairs, she wants to go downstairs. But if I leave I can't close my door if he's not here, because Sydney wants to come up. But when he gets home, she'll want to go back down. So she'll scream. There are so many things. But it's called Pop Culture Jeopardy, bottom line. So we like to keep a lighter show and then a, you know, more drama or something like that, so that closer to bedtime, we can watch something lighter. Also that we don't have to pay as close of attention to. And so Pop Culture Jeopardy is what we've kind of switched to for that. And it is, it's been good. And it is, there are questions that we can answer a little bit more easily. They're not all easy, but it's things in pop culture that you might know about. Fatty may not know about them. I don't know, because I don't know how up to speed he is on the pop culture, but there you go. So we did that, and nothing else very much. And then Monday, just a normal work day. I did accomplish a lot on Monday, and I've been really, I did make myself a to-do list, even though to-do lists tend to fail after some time. I get in there and I start working on them, and then they build up and I don't even want to look at them because there's so many things in there. But I think if I can force myself to stay on track and really keep on the list and keep doing it. Oh my God, I'm yawning today. Anyway, I think if I can keep through the list and keep it pruned and keep it active, that maybe I could actually, I don't know, I could benefit from it, because, you know, people pleaser and whatnot. And I don't know what people pleasing has to do with, but anyway, hating my job. If I could keep up with it, then I think I would feel, one of the reasons I don't enjoy my job is because I constantly feel behind. And like, I have so many things to do and I can't get them all done. And I keep a lot of that in my head and don't stay organized. And so I feel like if I was to stay organized and actually say, okay, I'm only going to accomplish, you know, one medium to large task a day or something like that, or even one small task a day, depending on the size of the tasks, then I could just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, get them done. Make sure that everything I do, nothing I do is a one-time thing. And what I mean by that is don't do any throwaway work. If a manager asks me to do something, do it in a way that can be reused over and over and over again. If I create a presentation, make sure that I do it in a way that if they're like, oh my God, tomorrow we've got to present on something, I already have, you know, no throwaway stuff, metrics, you know, in a location that are easily accessible, automated, so they're always there, quickly send links to people, stuff like that. So, but to-do lists, you know, top of the list, because if I can stay organized and do that. Anyway, bottom line, I got a lot of things done both Monday and Tuesday from my to-do list, and I'm almost through the planning section of, you know, getting ready for Q1 in the year. I may not be completely done by the end of this week, but by the end of next week, we will be full force into Q1, and that'll be it. And then I have a lot of preparatory steps I need to take to be ready for other quarters. From contact here, we've got a contact from Mel. I'm a librarian. She says, happy belated Library Shelfie Day. Our marketing person gets other people on camera for that type of stuff. I prefer to avoid being in our social media posts. But you like to promote yourself, Mel. You have a podcast, although it's an audio podcast, so maybe you don't want anyone to see you. I don't know. Well, thanks for the text, Mel. We will leave it there with contact. We don't have any phone calls at the moment. We're almost caught up with our text. I want to have contact for most episodes. So even though I do have one text message left that I could read right now, I'm going to save that for tomorrow's episode. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, like Michael did. You can call or text 479-221, Matthew, not Michael, 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.